What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. We are joined today by Feminist Liz, our routine fill-in. She comes on here about three times a year. I'm sure that everybody listening to it has already listened to it, Lizzie podcast. Mm-hmm. Lizzie, I actually haven't spoken to you voice to voice in very too long. So guys,
because Lizzie has a boyfriend,
because
guys.
Lizzie has a boyfriend, but that's not why. Lizzie and I just do this. We just don't have to. Yeah. I just don't have to talk to her. So that, I mean, that's in like a positive, you know, like I don't have to catch up.
I think it's a sign of friendship.
I think so too.
You don't have to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to like obviously do things. I texted you on your birthday, like we'll text when we need to about important things, like your child, the birth of your next child, the gender.
When Joe
like
Jonas
those
starts
things.
Dating someone new, which we will discuss.
Well, he did,
right?
Podcast.
Like he has. Like,
we haven't talked about that yet.
Like those things we'll discuss, but like. I love you so much, but unless it's like a major life event, I don't really care.
She, you did
like,
get a boyfriend, and then you just kind of like casually updated us. You did.
Yeah, but it's also so me, guys.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Like something happened, and I'm going to tell you about it.
We have reached nirvana. Like there is no need to put in all this effort and work to keep each other. We are ingrained in each other now.
True.
There is no life without each other.
Yeah,
that is
true.
That's very sweet. Yeah. But okay, well now that we're actually speaking voice to voice for the
you
first
say
time,
the same thing.
Since you got,
we agree.
But, yeah, of
like,
course.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
No, of course. No, we've established how we feel. Now that this is the first time we're talking voice to voice, can you tell us about your boyfriend and slash like also like
really
quickly. But only enough to enjoy you. For the audience's enjoyment, because
how
you are
you
feminist
meet?
Naz,
everyone wants to know
who's
how
always
you
come on here to ramble about men,
yes,
and how they suck.
And how does feminism relate in your relationship?
Let me tell you, really, it's hard. Yeah.
How'd you meet first?
Hating
you
men
meet first?
Overall, and then also being so in love with them, it's just like, ugh, it's the worst.
It's a real dichotomy for Lizzie.
Yeah, it's a real. It's just like, oh.
Wasn't dichotomy terrible. My word for last week?
Dichotomy. Maybe. Okay, so how did you meet your boyfriend?
Discrepancy was my word for last week.
It's actually very cute. We met on New Year's Eve.
That's so rom-com-y.
He's British. He is one of my best friends who's British, who has visitings. Childhood's best friend. So like her neighbor across the street. Her husband's best friend. Sounds convoluted,
That's a perfect
the neighbor across the street's husband's best friend.
It's as if one of you started dating like Briar Abel's husband's best friend.
Okay. Well, that's still kind of a bit
no,
of
if
a...
I did. If I did. Even like
that's...
more crazy. Where it's
yeah,
like
that's,
your child.
That's a lot of separation. Okay.
It's
so
like
you just happened to be
nice
at
enough.
The
Yeah, it's
at
like, so
the
then
New
we were
Year's
at the,
party.
And we went there after midnight, and like, it was like her neighbors across the street. It's like, you guys going to your neighbors. Like,
okay.
She was like, we have to kind of go. My parents are there. And then he's there. And then he just
were
was
you like, wow, he's so cute
me.
First?
I thought he was like cute, but he came up to me and then he was like, wanted to play darts with me. And I smoked him. It was like an out of body experience. I felt like so like Kate Hudson. It's also very intoxicated. He like
this
made
is
me.
Such
oh,
a meet cute.
He made me a like gin and tonic. And he like, is like, oh, can I get you a drink? I was like, sure. And he made me a gin and tonic. And I were standing outside in between like their garage and their house. And we're standing outside. I'm obviously intoxicated and I'm obviously a little crazy. But he hands it to me and I start drinking it and he's like talking to me and I literally go, "Ugh, this is gross." And he's like, "Okay." Like, I just made the best. I was like, "That's disgusting." And he was like, "What do you want to drink?" And he's like, "You could have just told me you don't like it." And I was like, "Oh, disgusting." Like,
your drink is gin and ginger, or what is it? Gin and,
oh my God. Ginger and like whiskey ginger. That was like from, like, Lauren, that was like from 10 years ago.
Sorry. Wow. I think of you as a whiskey ginger.
I think of you. I think of me fondly. I know, it's really crazy. And then we like hit it off and I was still intoxicated. We played darts. He's like, "Oh, if I make the bullseye, I get to kiss you." Ooh. And he didn't. I did. And then he was like, "Can I still kiss you?" And I was like, "Rules are rules, man. Rules are rules."
So you didn't kiss?
No, like he then like gave me a kiss and I was like, "Okay." Then I just go, "Well, I have to go because my friend's car was here." He's like, "Wait, like, can I get your number?" I was like, "I don't know if you know this. I don't live in this country."
Yeah.
He's like, "You don't say." And then he was just like, "We were texting." He got my number and we were texting. And then he's like, "I really want to see you again." I was like, "Well, I'm not really here. I'm going to Paris this weekend on my own, like going." And he's like, I was like, you can see me if you want to come. And he's like, "Okay." So he came for a day and we had like a great time. And then
if he wanted to, he would.
I know. And then we were talking and I thought it would just be like, "Oh, that was fun." But then we kept talking and it got better. And then he actually had to go to work in LA and I had to go to work in San Francisco. So I extended to LA and we like hung out then. And then he stayed a week in New York after to like hang out. Then we became official.
And that's when it became official.
I know.
So it wasn't fast. It was quite fast. So it wasn't like we were like, "Oh my God, where have you been?" Yeah. It was like you literally became official with somebody within 30 days.
How did
days.
He like go about the conversation or you go about the conversation of being like exclusive?
I think it's everyone also wants different to know how to like branch when you're it. He did it. It's also easy because it was Valentine's Day era. And I was like, "You have to ask me to be your Valentine and your girlfriend." Like, I kind of made it clear.
Okay.
He was also like made his intentions clear. Like, "I kind of need to be with somebody who is obsessed with me. I'm a Barbie and I need a Ken." We all know this. I think that has been the theme of anybody who is watching this, who has heard any of me speaking, knows. But I think it's different also, like, yes, it's quick, but also it's different, like, being long distance because you kind of have to, like, all these conversations that you can kind of tiptoe.
Yeah, I don't mean quick in a bad way. Like, no, it was, like, quick like, and, like, an me, actual, like, no, it was, like, satisfying. Yeah. It's like, okay, you great. Like that's, like, the way it's great. Supposed to be. Yeah. It's not supposed to take months to become official. I think 1 month to become official is the way it should be.
1 to 3 months if you're in person. Like, there's a little bit more time and, like, you can casually see each other and stuff where it's, like, you're long distance. You kind of need to be, like, what am I doing if I'm going to book a flight across the world?
Mm-hmm.
Not a world. I mean, he's only in the UK, but like there's a little bit more stakes involved. Like when there's lower stakes, I think you get more time.
There's a lot more intention. So
like the higher the stakes, the less time you need to like define it, the lower the stakes, like the more time you
like,
get. But I think
this
after 3 months,
worth all the flights and all the money. And
yeah.
The, yeah.
So
okay.
He's great. He's cute.
So how,
he's good.
What's like your FaceTime schedule? Do you have
usually
a schedule?
Like after work, it's kind of nice. Like he's up, he has to stay up later, but like, I mean, I'm like, it's also nice. Like we're like, I talk to a guy, we hang out and then like, I kind of get my nights to myself still. Like for me who has not been like dating someone in 4 years, it's a nice like segue
in
back into it where I still get my space, my time and stuff. And like, we each have our world and like, then we start to like sink them in more, you know, and just kind of like slowly do that versus feeling like I'm taking up all my time with this guy. Like I have to go see him, you know? So, I mean, like, the distance sucks, but also it's, like, everybody has to do something. Like, it's still considered long distance if somebody lives in Brooklyn and I live on the Upper East Side. Like, that is a trek.
It really, that feels, like, almost the same.
It does. Like, I'd rather get on a plane.
Get on a plane.
The only thing that's annoying is, like, the time zone difference. Like, 3 hours is okay, but, like, 5 is annoying.
Like, he's getting ready for bed now? Or no, he's in bed. It's 11?
Yeah, no, it's only 4 right now.
Well, he's about to be in bed.
No.
What?
It's only 4 hours right now.
Oh, I was like, no, it's not.
Oh, 4 hour different. Okay.
Oh, okay.
They don't do time change?
They do. It's at the end. It's like this weekend.
This is so crazy.
You guys, time change is so bizarre. All the world needs to get together and be like, you know what? No time change. We're going to stick right here.
Well, then we would like
okay, listen.
But, and also then it's like kind of doesn't add up to where like the sun is, you know?
It's just like, who figured this out? I don't know. But
I don't know.
He's cute. It's like the time zones is annoying because it's like, even if like we both kind of work remote, so it's like we can each go work, but like when I work there, I'm gonna have to be up until like late and he's gonna have to get up really early. So like that's a little annoying. It's like 2 hours too annoying. He works in like movies. I'll just keep it at that. I don't wanna
He works in movies.
Wow, his name's Joel
Alwyn, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah. Yeah. Timothy, yeah. Jacob Elordi.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's how you say it.
Oh my God, pulling a Chelsea from Love Is Blind, where she's like, I think like he was in some show called Euphoria. Like
Euphoria?
Yeah.
Euphoric, I think. I don't know.
That's so cringe.
You have seen it all over Instagram. You may have even seen it on my Instagram, on Jared's Instagram. We love Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They are different than the rest, really, because every meal is fresh. It's never frozen. It's chef-crafted. It's dietitian-approved, and it's ready to eat in 2 minutes. You guys, seriously, you microwave it for 2 minutes and then you have a fresh, delicious meal. And they have a whole bunch of different options to choose from. 35 options are on the menu each week, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, or Veggie. I tend to go for the vegan and veggie options because I'm like, I like things that are kind of like pasta based, and they have a great selection of pasta, but they also have the best Mexican ever. I had these, I think it was enchiladas. They were incredible. Factor meals often have ingredients that you know are healthy, but you have no idea how to cook them yourself. You know, like you'll see it in magazines, you'll see it on Instagram. And you're like, oh man, like that food, it looks good, but like I have no idea how to prepare it. Well, the chefs prepare it for you with Factor. Let me let you in on some of their premium ingredients. Like they have filet mignon, they have shrimp, they have truffle butter, broccolini, asparagus. Everything is no fuss. Everything is no mess. That's also one of the amazing benefits of Factor is that you don't have any cleanup afterward. You have a healthy, fresh meal, no cleanup. You can tailor your deliveries to your schedule. You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can also pause and reschedule your deliveries to fit your lifestyle. And this month, hello, April, we're celebrating Earth Day all month long at Factor. So look out for Earth Month Eats as a badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. So head over to factormeals.com/getit50 and use the code getit50 to get 50% off your first meal plus 20% off your next box. That's getit50 at factormeals.com/getit50.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to hit for you guys, but like it will. Now I don't want to be that girl. So it's like, now that my boyfriend, oh, you know, do you guys know, like, sorry, I don't get my boys. No, I don't get, now that I am dating someone not in the US, I don't get WhatsApp.
Like, I hate WhatsApp. Yeah, what WhatsApp? The fuck is with WhatsApp? Why are people so obsessed with it?
No. Like, we are the outlier here.
Like, America?
Anywhere? Yes. Yeah. We are the outlier.
Uh-huh.
Like, my British boyfriend, I like him having a nickname. Like, not like anybody on this is going to, like, effing care. Like, I'm like, my British boyfriend, like, gotta keep him a secret.
Make him anonymous.
He, until he met me, all of his texts, like, iMessage texts, were like, codes to get into apps or spam.
No.
But you can
communicate with people from other countries with iMessage.
Yeah, iMessage.
Yes.
They just don't.
They don't. They don't even communicate with their friends. WhatsApp.
That was like when I went to Australia to shoot The Stars on Mars, everybody was like, oh, WhatsApp. I'm like, but the text is working. And like, I don't they're know. Like, oh, I don't yeah, know why. They also just communicate via WhatsApp.
Even Canada, everybody uses WhatsApp.
But what is
it? There's no advantage to it.
Yeah, what's the advantage?
I think it was before when things were tech, like you couldn't text other countries without it costing money, that they all just started doing like WhatsApp. And I think it was more easy. Like it didn't matter what phone, like it's nice. You don't have to worry about what phone you have. Like you can still just text, like you can WhatsApp everybody. Like it doesn't matter if you, which I feel like there's less all iPhones in other countries.
So like you don't want it going green, but if, so like it doesn't go green.
Yeah. It would cost.
So that's nice because going
it would,
green
like, cost
always
you more. It would cost you more. Like that would charge you if you text somebody from another country that's green versus like WhatsApping. I think that's how
Their plans are different. Like maybe they don't have like inclusive plans.
I don't know, but like the user interface is just like
it looks
something
gross.
That,
like, yeah, it looks like it's from 1990.
Yeah, it looks like a droid.
Worse. And it so always clunky. Lets you know when you've read the message or not, right?
You can turn that off, but I do like that it lets you know like when they're typing and like when they're online. So like for being a stalker, crazy person, it's
that's
nice.
Really helpful for anxiety. Actually,
what do you mean when you're online? Like we always have our phones on us.
No, if you open it, it'll be like last online. So like even if it's
like last
open
the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like online now.
And, okay. Like, and so you text your boyfriend, you're like, I see you. You're over there.
And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
You're not texting me, and you're on the app. Yeah.
It looks like an AIM type of situation. Yeah. Like it looks
but
so,
because it says online.
Like, the replies, like the way they do the replies, it's not just like one long jargon. It like seeds it, but it's so chunky. I do have to say the reactions are better because you can react with any emoji.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Okay.
But everything else is garbage. I'm sorry. Like the backgrounds, the typeface, the user face. Why is it so clunky? Why does it look like it's a worse version of BlackBerry BBM.
So have you told him I prefer iMessage or do you now like what?
Yeah,
what's
but
the...
it's weird. Like it just feels weird for him to iMessage me here. So like when he's in the UK, we iMessage, but when he or WhatsApp, but when he's in America, we iMessage. I don't
know
why.
But also
because then like other people
he
meets here
personal?
Are like, let me put you on a message. I was his first iMessage that was not a like he has me pinned because he has all the others are like your marketing emails and like a text code login.
Hmm. Lizzie, do you agree with me that it seems less personal? It feels like more like you're just talking to like you're in a chat room.
It on looks what? Like a chat room on WhatsApp.
It looks, it's like a chat room.
Yeah,
it's like you're talking
like,
to somebody you don't really know.
Also, like, you know how like on iMessage in our phones, you like, you could text a random number. It's like still always a random number till you save it. They could share your contact, but you don't have to save it. On like WhatsApp, it kind of is like once you type it in, it's like it's a screen name. It's like your username just comes up and it's like your contact info comes up. It's not like, so I do feel like that chat room level, it's like not as personal as like feeling like,
it's
oh,
not
I saved
like
the
you
message,
own
I saved
a number
this.
Sort of thing. Yeah.
I'm updating my WhatsApp
That's
so I can just look at it.
That's a great I don't get it, Lizzie. For
WhatsApp
all those
is connected to Facebook or Meta. It's
they're
part
also
of Meta.
Encrypted, so it's like you can't ever like get them. But like what am I saying? Like
I like the fact that I can go back and iMessage and like look up addresses and if I forget somebody's.
Oh, you can too, like on WhatsApp. But like obviously iMessage is like much more connected to our phone. So I like that like,
yeah.
it's like
oh, so
pull
true.
Up the address and like see where you are and like that stuff. But it's just like I don't know. Like it
yeah,
doesn't
it's integrated
matter. It just
into
is like, even though I'm like messaging him on it, it just is like.
Do you know what's funny? The last person I called on WhatsApp was Naz's dad for the prank call because he talks to everyone out of the country.
Oh yeah.
The only person I've ever used WhatsApp is Naz's dad.
I need like WhatsAppers. Like I'm open to an understanding. I just like have been using it and I don't get it. So I need WhatsAppers to like message
this is definitely
in and explain
seems
why
like
it's
a
better.
Spotify versus
sound
Apple
off in the comments.
Thing.
Yes.
Because
but
you know,
I have turned
but
from
Lauren
like
and
Apple
I
girl
are an
to
Apple
Spotify.
Girl.
All right.
I know, but don't you agree with? Don't you agree with like the interface and the aesthetics?
The interface. It's discoverability is difficult on Apple, but I think the visuals and like cleanness of it, absolutely. Spotify is clunky. It's like
exactly.
They've made it better. It's like honestly, Apple dropped the ball with the playlist and the discovery. Like that is where it dropped the ball. It was like very iTunes, but like digital. But now it's all about like discovery and like curation and moods, and like that's where Spotify won people over.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they're gonna fix it soon, guys. Don't worry.
But yeah, I love the visuals of an Apple Music.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Do we think that Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are still together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Publicist Lizzie, what do we think? What? Why? I need them to be together. Yeah.
They're together.
We just haven't seen them in so long. There's been no Easter eggs.
He's filming.
Okay.
He's filming. He's doing movies. I think, like, he's just, like, drawing the line. What do we think? I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a Wall Street Journal article. So, yeah, I really saw it. I saw it. It was a screenshot of someone's TikTok.
Exactly.
I saw the article.
I read an article.
Well, it was an article that I read through a TikTok.
Yeah.
Who is buying Kylie Jenner's products nowadays?
I saw that, too.
I've been talking about this for a long time. This is a great – I don't get it. So who is buying Kylie Jenner's makeup now? Yeah, that is
not
the big
makeup.
Question.
Any of, her
not
clothes, makeup,
any her
of her project.
Perfume.
Oh, her, any of yeah. her stuff.
Her skincare, okay. her clothes, her perfume. Now she has, is it two or one?
Sprinter.
She has an alcoholic drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think
yeah,
she has a
new alcohol.
Glow something, or is that just like a sponsor?
I think it's a sponsor.
But like, who is buying that?
So I am guilty.
Well, we would be the ones buying it. So we're not.
I feel no desire to buy her products. Skims, though?
Why do we not,
okay.
though? That's the weird thing.
Let's
How
break
did we
it down.
Go from being the obsessed lip with the lip kit?
I have the answer.
It's because I think I know why, too. It's because it was so matte-based, and now we're over the matte. And then
that is the most microscopic way to look at it. It's like, we don't buy
really?
Her products because it's matte based.
Because in our heads, we're like, oh, matte. And
we'll
like, I wanted her
further.
To focus on just
the
one lip thing. Once she expanded to the other
yeah.
stuff, we were like, oh, well, I don't trust you in this territory because that's not what you're known for.
She has the perfume. Okay, so let's just go with Kai, her clothing brand. Let's look at this. Her first drop was good because
okay.
it was different and unique. I got my notes too.
Make it
the
notes.
First drop was good because it was different, unique, cool, blah, blah, blah. But she fucked up on the sizing of it with all the reviews that nothing fit anyone properly. It was like way oversized. And then once
no.
that happened, she did like the other drops that looked just like Skims. So she needed to keep differentiating herself with the clothing with her first drop. So that... The clothing line, she went in the wrong direction with after the first drop. And then she has the perfume.
Okay, that makes sense.
And my
fine.
I don't
sense.
Get it for everything is how do people buy any perfume online without smelling it? How?
That's,
thank you.
Oh,
and
bravo.
Everyone
yeah.
is like, get ready with me. And they're like, so the perfume I'm using is this. I'm like, why do I give a shit what perfume you're using? I cannot smell it. You're not going to sell it to me through the camera.
And why hasn't anyone created like, a tester service where you just like can order a bunch of
that
spray to understand what they smell like.
Well, that was magazines. Remember how magazines?
Yeah, but I'm not even saying Sempered. I mean, like, I want to pick out which ones I want, and
yeah.
I want them to come on like a magazine.
So true.
Like that is
yeah.
so true.
Oh, magazines.
Okay, but I really want to know why you guys think that. Like, I think she didn't have to broaden her horizons so much. Why did Kylie Cosmetics, which made her
billionaire? She sold it for a billion.
Really?
How much was it? $1 billion. Yeah.
$1 billion.
Oh, that's what made her the yeah. $1 billion.
Well, she was like, she sold it. So like, she doesn't own it. So it's like, it's not really hers.
Go for it.
I have my thoughts.
Okay. But why did we stop caring about the makeup? I really want to know like your point of view from why we stopped caring about the makeup.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Why we stopped caring about anything she's put out is like, there's two different ways. I think I'm a PR lens and branding. Like, and if you look at her in comparison to her sisters, and I think Kendall and Kim are the best examples of this, that are two different ends of the spectrum, but are still doing well with their brands they've created, or like, and Chloe too. I think Chloe's a combination of the two. Yeah. She could have, yes. So, but like Lip Kids solved the problem of like, there was no way, like Lip Kids were her best thing because it was two things. It was, she had an aesthetic, she had a vibe that people, an aspiration that people wanted. Mm-hmm. Like people wanted to look like that. They wanted her lips because they said she said she had them, and it was like, that was the look, but you didn't know how to get it. So she then had an aspirational look that people were like, oh my gosh, I want that. And then she solved a problem.
So then she was articulate, like, Lizzie.
So she solved the problem by being like, you don't have it. You have to buy the lip liner, and you have to buy this. I'm going to show you exactly how.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kim does that with Skims.
Yeah.
She saw a problem in the marketplace. Like, I think if Skims was not the base, like, I think Skim, she is the most genius. I mean, she does a lot of misses sometimes, and then she's now come back and realized, like, what works. Is she, Skims is, I think this is why her skin line and, like, her makeup is not doing well, is because, like, she came in and was like known for her body shape. She's created a, like an aesthetic. She's created an aspirational view of her, like what she looks like, and always like gave you an inside look of her taping herself and like wearing shapewear. So the fact that she came out with shapewear first for Skims was like, she solved the problem. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know what it is. I'm solving the problem. Here's what it is. And here's like the aesthetic, and here's like the vibe you can get. So she created, like, out of a necessity, created this Skims aesthetic that now all of her launches, like, she created this kind of clean girl vibe Skims.
And it felt good. People liked the feeling of the underwear. They're like, oh, if you like the feeling of the underwear, then try the shirt. Yeah. And then the shirt felt so good. Try the,
So now it's like started with a necessity, and it's turned into a, like a vibe and a brand. Chloe, I think, has done the same, where she solved a problem of like jeans not fitting right. And you trust her as an expert. She
solved that problem.
Problem solved. Like,
it's incredible.
But you trust her as an expert in it.
And I did because of her waist.
And you trust her as an
ratio. And
so I think that's the big thing, is like, you trust them as the expert in that necessity you need filled.
Yeah.
Then
just,
there is,
can,
like,
I just reiterate to all my girls who have not tried Good American?
Okay, we know. I don't think anybody on this podcast does not know that you love a Good American jean.
I know, but it's just that, like, my problem my whole life was that, like, the jeans wouldn't go over my butt, but then they would gap at the waist. And her whole thing was the no gap.
Yeah.
And to this day, I do like Abercrombie jeans a lot. But the ones that I can really buy online and not have to try on.
This is a paid ad.
It's Good American.
Actually, okay. Like, you sound so much like a paid
ad.
I'm
so sorry.
But stop giving them real estate for free, girl. Yeah. Get that check. Get your bag. But so I think there's two sides. You can either create an aesthetic and a brand, like a lifestyle. But it has to really resonate with you. Like, it has to be, like, really connected with you. So Kendall... Or you have to, like, solve a problem in a necessity. So Kendall, though, her
did
tequila
not solve
actually,
a problem, but it makes sense because she seems
it's a brand. She's created a lifestyle with it. Like, so it's like the same way as like a Liquid Death. You see it everywhere because it's like associated with type of people. It doesn't really do. It's no different than a bottle of water, but it's like the aesthetic and vibe is something aspirational. So Kendall did the marketing well, where she was using it. Her friends were drinking it. Everybody was. So it's like you start to like then go out and be like, oh, I know it. I'll request it because those people are. It's a known thing. It's like when you're out and you're like, what kind of tequila do you want? You're like, I don't know, but I know she drinks 818. So it's like, it can't be that bad. Like, she created an aesthetic and a vibe and a lifestyle around it. Kylie has no brand anymore. She has no thing that you're upset. Like, you don't, if you think of Kylie Jenner, there's nothing I can think of. Like, name a word that describes Kylie Jenner right now.
Well, I still really am obsessed with her face.
Yeah, like, we like her hair and her face and stuff.
Yeah, I just like the way that, honestly, she's like, so many people can look at the camera in selfie version and, like, flip their hair and, like, pucker their lips, and I get annoyed. But she does it, and I'm like, oh, you're so pretty. Let me see it again.
So she needs to do something more with, like a selfie camera or something, honestly. Something more.
Yeah.
Also, I think the difference is, like, with, like, Kendall's vibe is always, she's been a little aloof, and she's like, that has been so good for her. Like, she stuck to it. But Kylie was like, she was in her prime era when she was doing like YouTube videos and dropping things, and you could see behind it. Kim is doing that with Skims and all these other things, where she's like, this is how I get this. Like, the realness is there with her a little bit more, where mm-hmm. Kylie is not real anymore. And it's very disingenuous. Like, I think there's a trust broken about like what she's done to her face and all these things that people would have bought a lot more if that it was just honest, that you don't really trust her anymore. Like her being like, I just didn't do anything. People are like, I'm not going to believe you and just buy your skincare because of it. Like, I think that's why none of their skincare lines and makeup lines are doing well, is because it's just like, we know you actually have, we know you don't use this. We know you don't. So like the disingenuousness of it feels off. And like now her alcohol drink, it's like, we never see you drinking seltzers. Sprinter, why would I ever think that you
I wouldn't think of Kylie as drinking.
I don't know why the Sprinter drink is making me interested. I want to try the Sprinter drink just because I like seltzers. If I'm going to drink, I like seltzers. And I guess I like the packaging of it. And people said it tastes like actual like fruit and stuff. So I would try the Sprinter, but I totally see where it doesn't correlate. Because I remember in a Kardashian episode, she was like, oh, can I try your beer? I've never had a beer or something. And it's like, never had a beer?
Every morning when I wake up, I think the best part of my day is drinking my morning coffee. And then what comes after that is the worst part of the day, which is where I have to take off my comfortable clothes and put on my uncomfortable clothes. But ever since I bought my Honeylove bra, that has become a little less painful. And Honeylove is a revolutionary bra, and I was buying another bra on Honeylove, and I noticed that there are over 9,000 reviews just on one bra saying how incredible it is. It's got 9,000 four and five star reviews. So every single person loves it. All the reviews were like, I finally found my bra. This is it. Never taking it off. Buying in every color. So you guys really want to try out this new bra from Honeylove. I have the crossover bra. It's really, really supportive and soft, and there's no wire in it. So it's time to spring clean your bra drawer. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/get it. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/get it. It's made with a fabric that is so soft, it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable. You'll forget you're even wearing a bra. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/get it. After you've purchased, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this.
Yeah, and I think the argument could have been made for Kendall, but like Kendall then made it like Kendall slow rolled it into her life and her friend's life and other people's lives. Yeah. So that's why I think you think of 818. Even if people don't like it, it's like still talked about way more than a lot of other tequilas, celebrity tequilas especially. Like there's an influx, but like Kylie just feels so disingenuous, and it's like she's jumping ship from one thing to the next. That like she doesn't stick with it. It's just to capitalize on money. Like you don't ever really think like, wow, this is totally it. This is what I want to get from her.
She needs to come. I really liked her first drop of Kai. And I think if she just stuck to that and made like interesting, unique clothing, then we would have had another amazing thing. Okay. Yeah. So
I just need to talk about the skincare one more time. Because I'm a skincare girl and all that. And we just know that these girls are using the most top of the line medical grade skincare. There's no way
over skincare.
And that's what makes me so annoyed at like, you're not using it because it's not medical grade. Like if you want to do a collab with like Skin Better or Is Clinical or something like that, where it's like, the like Kylie products or whatever, that would make me trust it more.
You know why? Because there's no expert in it. Like you don't think that they are the expert. No. I do trust that Chloe is the expert in jeans that fit like girls with an ass.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't think that Kylie is the expert in skincare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a dermatologist. Also, you know what, Lauren, you had one more thing, and then I have another. I don't get it.
Great.
Go with your I don't get it, because I don't remember.
I don't get, like, skincare a lot anymore. Like, that is a loaded statement, but I'm saying, like, new products,
It's over
8 million steps.
It's too much. I don't mind the 8 steps.
Vitamin C, niacinamide, I don't understand any of it.
Also, people do not just use these products and they turn their life around. It's Botox, it's filler, it's facials, it's lasers. Like, I'm so tired of seeing this, like, Botox in a bottle. It's not.
It's no, really it will not. Never be. It yeah. will never be Botox in a bottle. Don't believe anything that says anything like that. Now, for me, it's just an oversaturated market and it's just becoming really exhausting. I'm getting like a lot of brand deals and I'm telling my agent, I'm like, I'm not doing them all. Like I'm trying them and I will pick. I'm not saying yes to all the money mm-hmm. because I but especially I also think with skincare. All the same. Because, well, they're not when it comes to medical grade. But for me, that's why it's like, if it's not medical grade. I'm still going to use some not medical grade stuff. But when it comes to like my big ticket items, my vitamin C serum and shit, like it's going to have to be the medical grade stuff.
I've gone back to basics. Like I use Nivea, like heavy cream, which is like basically La Mer.
I do love La Mer.
I got you on that. I got
Welda skin food. I've been using this since Moore's bachelorette party, and I just always
remember you used it mine, yeah. and I was like, yep. God, it's just like I just think the simpler, like basic stuff, the better. I think it's like so exhausting. You know what? I think I'm like angry at it because I feel like we were skincare girlies before skincare became a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all ridiculous now.
But we were doing these like. We were finding out about these things and being like, oh my gosh, you need a routine to like get your skin good. I remember in like 2016 doing these and now all of a sudden it's like blown up and I'm like, yeah, no shit. Like, I think I'm bitter. I'm like, you all are now in this 10-step routine when we've been doing this for a while. Like these products don't work.
Yeah. Like, you know, it doesn't work anyway. For everyone else.
Well, also, are you just annoyed at the fact that like 12-year-olds are doing it, so it's making it seem less legit?
I don't really feel annoyed that 12-year-olds.
It's garbage.
Literally, Olga, you know Olga Lawrenson, who is my like, who was yeah. well, her you know, she's my girl in LA. She has she's like Halle Berry's esthetician, and yes, the red carpet facial in a box. You guys, she's the creme de la creme of like celebrity estheticians, mm-hmm. and she. Would go off on me about Drunk Elephant
really?
And how it does nothing so and how terrible. Mad she it's was just like water about Drunk Elephant and how everybody was just like obsessed with packaging
yep.
and the fact they made it trendy.
Yep.
She's like, there's nothing in there that's well, I guess going that to if kids, do anything for you.
If kids and teenagers like the Drunk Elephant stuff, then that's good because there's actually nothing in it, you know?
But, yeah.
Wait. Oh, I have another thing. I love drinking on this show and just that decompressing from a day of work, talking about absolutely nothing. I love feeling my brain melt. Just like turning to garbage and I can, it's so nice. It's like a deep cleanse for my brain. Drunk Elephant, I hate that they're using like acids and stuff on their face. I mean, yes, we were using like alcohol Noxamina pads on our face.
There's some acids that are really great for you,
but you're talking about for the kids.
For a 12-year-old, Ashley?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm talking about, I was like, hyaluronic acid, lactic acid. I'm like, those are acids that we need.
They don't need to be using any of that.
No, no, no. They need their Neutrogena moisturizer if they need any moisturizer.
She's writing out her notes.
I'm like writing notes. No, it's so terrible. Like, and that, which leads me to my next thing. I don't get why does Gen Z look so old?
Oh yeah. That's the thing.
Some people say that.
Lauren, have you seen that on TikTok? No, it's scary.
Did you see this is what I've heard from TikTok scientists is that Gen Z looks old because they were born with the blue light in their face.
I was going to say with the blue light. Yeah.
They were born with the blue light in their face and they've never not had it. So it's going to guess that. Them they started the aging process earlier than us. And I don't know how blue light's like killing our skin, but that's one theory that I saw.
I think it's also like Gen Z. It is crazy, Ashley, on TikTok. Like they're like, how old do you think I look? And mm-hmm. I will literally be like 29.
Yeah.
Like some people are just like 35 and I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Really? And they're literally 20 years old. And it's not even like they have wrinkles. It's not like their age. It just looks like they look older. I think it's because they've had access to the internet for so long and like accessibility has never been an issue. So we would see a picture of Britney Spears and be like, how do I get that? And you would go to like the drugstore and buy glitter and put it on our face mm-hmm. versus like they can look up a YouTube video of the exact routine and get it. So there is no like growing up. They just like jump to a certain age and like can look like that, even though it's mm-hmm. not aligned with like what their features are at.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes them look older, in my opinion. And I think like that accessibility to everything on the internet and YouTube and TikTok. Like the fact that these 12-year-olds are using Drunk Elephant. Yeah. It's like, that's why you look older. Like, and it's not like older, like, oh, I look so mature. It's like, you're just like, wow, you do look like you're like 28.
You guys are going to need to send me these TikToks.
I'll send you a couple of these TikToks.
And some of them you're like, okay, but like, I'm like, oh, wow, it's really crazy that they age. Also fillers, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot of these people who don't do anything. It's a lot of these people who actually haven't started a face, like a routine or Botox or anything. And they just naturally look like that.
I really want, and it's not like you can be like, oh, you have a bunch of wrinkles there. It's just like something about their face looks older.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Older. All right. Lauren?
Lizzie came up with a couple terms that we wanted to see if you knew from based on our youth scrolling.
Yeah.
Okay.
For reference, for anyone who doesn't know, Lauren and I, the way we communicate is through memes.
Yeah.
We TikTok each other.
Yeah.
All day. That's like, and then she'll call me and be like, have you seen this? I'm like, of course I have.
Okay.
Like,
well, first
we love Brooke Schofield. Like, we love her. We are on the same page.
Yes. We love her. And,
if you're listening, we love
and
you.
And I don't know who that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So actually first I want to ask you a question, Lizzie, cause you sent me this list and I don't know what ratioed means.
It's a new one.
Okay. That's so tell me, what does it mean?
Okay. It's a little confusing.
Like, let me get my glasses on to check what this means.
There were some that like scare me because I'm like, some of them you like see, you know, when you see them and you're like,
Ashley would okay, hate come to on. Use this word, but like the C word, you know, like, but being like a compliment, you know?
Oh, it's serving.
It's a compliment.
Serving, in, can in, I say in, it's serving are cunt.
We, like, it's serving cunt. It's serving cunt.
No, sometimes when my, it's like a gay term now. Like my British boy, like he like sometimes he'll turn his face and it looks like very like, model ass, and I'll be like, you are this serving? Is your serving cunt here.
Yeah.
Ew, guys, that's an expression.
Yes.
Yes.
An expression.
Wait, what happened to ratioing?
I had to go back to serving cunt because I knew that Asha would hate that phrase and it just popped up.
Oh, it's the worst thing I've ever heard. I'm disturbed.
So ratioed? Oh, yeah. I love it. I think it's also because
If it rolls off the tongue naturally, then it's good. But also British people and Australian people say cunt all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Chrissy was like, used to say it a lot. And then she's like, I didn't realize how like actually like alarming it is to Americans that she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like she had to like tone it back.
It is alarming. But
ratioed is when it's like, it's so funny how their slang comes out of social media. So it's like when there are more comments than there are likes on something. So it's like more of a negative.
It's specific
meaning,
to that.
So it's like meaning, the bigger picture meaning is like, you think it came off one way, but it's actually like people are talking negative about you.
Oh.
Like you just got ratioed. Like you thought one thing and then it's like actually the other.
That's
Did it
so
come
good.
From likes and comments or is that just an example?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it came from. That's the lore.
The lore. Do you know what lore means? I feel like I had to explain lore to you.
No, lore is just like gossip.
Yeah, but it's like the historical like, background.
Precisely.
The folklore of it all.
Yes. It's the lore. That makes sense. The lore of ratio
our friendship
is...
lore. Like the Jonas Brothers are our friendship lore.
Yeah.
Like it's like the background, the institutionalization, the historical knowledge you need to know that like...
Yeah.
That founded this. It's the lore. I love using lore. I don't mind that at all.
See, I just want these to come naturally to me because it sounds so good.
It'll never come out of me normal, I don't think.
We got to take a quick break and talk about Lumi. I use Lumi every single day. You don't have to use it every day, but I'm pregnant and I feel like I could use deodorant every single day. But what we love about Lumi is that one, smells so good. I use the toasted coconut. And two, you can use Lumi everywhere. It's like pits to toes, privates and everything. And it works. And it can work up to 72 hours. And we also love it because it was invented by an OBGYN. And it's been around for about 6 years. And now her company has garnered more than 300,000 five-star reviews from people like, well, you, me, Lauren, Naz, all of us. We love Lumi. How many times have I said that? Oops. I've said it a lot, but that's because they are just an awesome, awesome company. For those of you who are wondering, you can use it below the belt. Yeah, it's pH balanced. So you can. It's also paraben free and it's baking soda free. And if you're thinking, okay, I'm not really a coconut girl, well, they also have other amazing scents like clean tangerine and lavender sage. New customers can get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. So you can use our code, which is GETIT15 at LumiDeodorant.com. Let me spell that for you. It's LumiDeodorant.com. And Lumi has a starter pack, and this is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant. I use the stick, but the cream is also fantastic, especially when you're using it in places that aren't your pits. And it'll also get you two free products of your choice. Like you get a mini body wash and deodorant wipes. We love those deodorant wipes. Oh, also free shipping. So make sure to go to LumiDeodorant.com and use the promo code GETIT15.
What else?
Okay, Lizzie, what's YAP?
We were talking about it. We're going to yap.
I was like, what the hell is
that
yap?
That just sounds like, that's just yapping. Okay. Duh.
Good job. But that's like, it's the new term of like, we're going to gossip. We're going to talk.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just yap. Meaning like, I don't stop talking.
Yap.
It's like the new way of like
Yeah, but it's kind of annoying.
If that's the point. Doesn't it's like, it you're sound not talking annoying? About anything. Yeah. I'm just yapping his ear off.
Yeah.
Which
the connotation of that is just already annoying. I know what an iPad,
what an iPad kit is, but you know when we need our iPad kit time.
Yeah, I know when you guys do your iPad.
That's Lauren and I. We need our iPad kit time.
Eating while I'm doing my iPad kit time, I'm not.
But
eating.
You guys don't actually use the iPad.
No. Well, Lizzie does.
You watch it. Sometimes
I got TikTok.
I've got my little screen. I've got my medium screen. And I've got my big screen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You got a medium screen going too.
Her computer's your iPad.
Like, I got one going. It's just different forms.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one that, what did I say? Okay. Do you know what an NPC is? NPC.
No.
Not. It's a non-player character.
Non-playable character. So you know,
you're not the main character or the side character, but you are just not even in the story?
So it's like, a non-playable character in a video game is like the person that keeps the things. What is happening? It keeps the story.
Lizzie keeps having these things pop up on her screen, like thumbs up and balloons.
But like it keeps the story going. They keep the story going. They're like the people in the background, but they're on autopilot. Like they just do like certain things. So like in your life, there are people that you're like, that is an NPC, meaning like you're like, what do you do all day? Like what is like going on in your head? You are just an NPC, meaning like you do the same things every day and you're just there to like move a story along. So it's like in a video game. Like
who
when you
would
play,
be an example of this?
Me for you guys. I'm spiraling
Andrew,
right now.
You're an NPC.
Am I an NPC in your lives?
So it's like somebody who plays part of your life, but you don't.
Because we don't know anything about you beyond the screen.
This rectangle. Don't know what any other rooms in this house look like.
You just stand there all day like this.
No, okay. So I guess Andrea is the perfect example.
I have two other animals you've never seen before.
Yeah, like they're very, like they could be an NPC in your life, or like you come in and you're like, that is an NPC, meaning like they're kind of like, I think it's the way we would say like they, there are NPCs, but then it's like describing somebody like that, like, oh my gosh, that is an NPC. It's kind of like how we used to be like, that's a serial killer trait. You know, you're just like, it's kind of like the like, oh, I'm just whatever.
Yes.
Like you're just, it's like a very, it's a good way to describe things though. Like people that you're just like, what is your vibe? I think my brother-in-law's brother is an NPC.
No, I know Andrea's vibe, but they're like people that you see every now and again, but like they don't play a role in your life.
But also you're just kind of like, what is like, they're just like, food. Like you're just, it's just, I got to send you the TikToks to get the vibe, okay. You know? I think the biggest one for her that she's not going to know. And I'm really excited for her to try to guess.
Yacht, yeah. Or whatever the fuck it is.
G-Y-A-T.
Yeah.
A-T.
G-A.
And that's hard to describe because I've heard people describe it and I don't understand it still.
Well, Lizzie,
what is it?
Girl, your ass is thick.
But that doesn't...
It has started as like a slang of like butt or like...
Yeah, but it's evolved into something else. I saw like the lore of yacht, and I can't understand it. Okay, sorry. Moving on from these terms.
Well, we started our podcast by saying that we were going to talk about Joe Jonas's new girlfriend. And so here we are at the end of the podcast, and we're going to talk about Joe's girlfriend. Guys, okay. Joe Jonas literally just must have a girlfriend at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an insecurity thing.
But well, how and why?
Well...
She's pretty. She looks like a young Brooke Shields, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, she's been like a famous model for a long time.
You know that it's Lucky Blue Smith's ex and they have a kid together.
I know. Who is Lucky Blue Smith?
I know exactly. That she has a kid.
Actually, his new wife is now like a trad wife who like sits at home and makes like, if that's what she wants to choose, she can do it. But
she's the one, she makes like those... She's homemade Pop-Tarts. Blueberries for the children.
And oh, wait, like, is she what's... Oh, like the JetBlue guy?
JetBlue?
Yeah, wait, what Lucky is going on?
Blue Smith. Lucky his Blue wife.
What does he do? What is Lucky
he's
Blue
model.
Smith?
He's a model. He's a model. But he's married this girl, and you've seen her, actually, and you get very irritated at her videos, because you're like...
No, it's not. It's not yes. her. That's not
that's
her,
That's not
Lauren.
Joe Jonas's girlfriend, but that's his...
No,
her.
His...
Ex
Lauren, the girl whose videos I get annoyed at, she has a husband that works at a coffee shop.
Okay, but like that's the vibe. It's a trad wife vibe where they do these like, I just make everything from scratch for my kids because I care about them. It's also like a very elitist thing where it's like you have the time and money to sit there and hours to make homemade Pop-Tarts versus you don't see her cleaning up her house. You don't see her chasing her kids around. Like, if there's nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home wife, but they call it, like, a trad wife, where it's, like, traditional value. So, like, my husband wanted this, so I made it. My kids want this. So instead of buying Pop-Tarts, I made them. And it's, like, who's watching your kid while you spend 4 hours to make this?
Yes, yes.
This guy looks like a mannequin.
Yes.
So that is like his ex. That's his lore. The lore of this girl is that her ex that she had a baby with is Lucky Blue Smith.
Yes, okay, that's the lore. But
it's just a weird thing that really I'm like, pretty. Wow.
They've been seeing each other for what, like 2 months?
No, like for a while. Longer? Since November. Since November? Yeah.
Wow, isn't it really crazy? Can't be single.
That's what I'm saying. He was only single for two months, but she was even single for less.
But Sophie. Yeah, but like Sophie got so much heat, but he's like, it's nothing. Do you think it's because of order?
I think it's because she went order. I think she went first.
Yeah, but I also think. I wonder. I'm just saying. I think we like were really harsh on her, but like who knows how long they were separated before.
No, we weren't. We weren't harsh. Well, we have other things going on in our group message. But we as a society was not harsh. We all know that Jonas PR was hard on her.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But it seemed like most of the fandom was on her side.
Which is hilarious. Isn't it funny? Fandoms have changed so much where they're like, they love girlfriends. It's like such a weird vibe. They don't want to be with them. They just like want the best for them. And I'm like,
and I'm just really glad that we lived in not that era because that wouldn't have been very fun.
Like, to go to a concert and not think with them. I'm like, just give it a break.
They love couplings.
They love shipping.
Yeah, and I'm like, you guys
don't know the relationship. You don't know the ins and outs.
Trying to push that, like this narrative that some of them are gay and they love that. And I'm like, but then you can't get with them, so I don't understand.
That was so weird with Harry and Louis.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like, why are you pushing that so hard? Why are you obsessed with that?
Yeah,
like because like then you can't get with them.
Exactly.
Is that what you want? And then they love. They're like. One Direction was the first one that did it when they were obsessed with like Eleanor, the girlfriend. And then like they broke up and they were so sad. And I'm like, wait, but why?
I have never felt that way ever.
Me neither.
Except for Kylie and Timothy.
But you never wanted to get with Kylie.
No, but I want to get with Timothy. That's
Lauren,
the difference.
You would see him in person.
No, you don't.
And, like,
you don't care
you would
enough.
Never.
No, you do not care enough.
He's like, how we feel about enough. Harry.
But I think I'm feeling this way now in my life where I just want them to be together and be happy and see them together because I am old and I would never go out of my way to look hot for Timothy Chalamet and meet him. But if I was 21 years old and I was in my prime, I would hate Kylie Jenner right now. But I think it's like our age and quite frankly, maturity.
Well, that's at our point. Yes, but not at the Gen Z point where they just enjoy chipping for no reason.
That's my point, yeah.
Okay, anyway, guys, this is a great I Don't Get It ramble. Thank you guys for joining us, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
I Don't Get It
podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.